This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Support our troops is a mantra from politicians to business leaders. But when it comes to hiring our troops, many companies fall short. Iraq and Afghanistan veterans often find civilian managers don't understand how combat service translates to civilian work. Yet more companies are catching on. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on vets making it in finance.
Bank of America exec Jeff Cathy, a former Navy pilot, needs no convincing when it comes to hiring vets.
They can take a challenge. They'll work long hours. They have a good team approach, and they're going to see the mission complete.
B of A, Goldman Sachs, and other large banks have been working to hire more veterans. They're trained to be decisive in high-pressure, volatile settings. But vets still face hiring challenges. Cal Quinn served in Afghanistan and is now CFO at Wall Street firm Drexel Hamilton. He recalls a former Marine who interviewed with a big bank. It looked like he had the job until the final interviewer.
The individual was pretty harsh and pretty abrupt. Stepped outside of the room and told his boss, "I don't need a sniper, I need a traitor." That's somebody that doesn't understand what it takes to be a sniper in the Marine Corps.
Quinn wants to set an example at this unique firm. It looks typical at first glance. Staffers in shirt sleeves work in an open office, tapping on Bloomberg terminals. Clients include the largest banks and hedge funds. But look closer and you notice Drexel Hamilton desks aren't messy like many on Wall Street. When I get up from their conference table, two people rearrange chairs to put them perfectly in line. There's a reason the place operates with military precision.
We are approximately 70 employees. Half of them are combat veterans.
Though not one himself, company president Jim Cahill has a deep and personal connection to those who fought.
I lost a son in the Trade Center, but thanks to the sacrifices of veterans, we have not had another one of those, and people did not have to go through the kinds of trauma that 3,000 families went through.
Wall Street big shots like to compare their jobs to going to war. Drexel Hamilton makes the case that they should hire people who actually have. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.